theme song means we're back. It is once again the Geek Wolfpack Podcast, episode 6, which is 6 more than I thought we would ever do. So, I am your Papa Wolf, Nick Kelly.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
And with me is Mama Wolf.
Stacia Kelly.
You know you don't have to act with me, Steve. You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
And finally, Thermal Wolf.
Brandon Kelly.
Quiet! Be quiet. Keep quiet. Close your mouth. Make a sound and you die.
All right, so here we are, episode 6, chilling in the studio, having a good time. And we're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff today. Thermal's got a little bit of the thing going there, so you may hear some sniffling. There's no sniffle filter.
And coughing.
That's right. And then this is going to air actually tomorrow, so I have edits and notes to do tonight. So where do we want to start? We want to go back to apps?
Sure.
We love talking about apps. Okay.
Apps.
So last time we talked about, well, not the last time, one of the times we talked about apps, we talked about Habitica.
Yes.
And I was reading The Game Believes in You, which is all about video games as education. And some of the approaches like Dragon Box and some things like that were very, very similar to Habitica. So, and we've only scratched the surface on Habitica, by the way, from what I was reading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what Habitica is essentially you get your little 8-bit avatar,
yeah,
right? And you have things that you have to do, your dailies and your habits, and you get experience points and gold for doing things. But if you don't do your dailies and don't do your habits, you lose your health. So it's fine when it's you're accountable to yourself because you just want to level up, but it's also you can group up like a party like in D&D, which we'll hear later, and then do quests together.
Yeah, no, I've also got mana now because I leveled to 10.
Wow.
That was fast.
I know. I think I'm 6. Blew right by me, I guess.
If you do
your, yeah, you do your dailies and your habits, and then that's how you level faster.
Yeah.
And then you have to do something, online challenges to get the diamonds, the gems. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, or you have to spend money.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been hatching dragon eggs and wolf pup eggs. And
wolf pups.
I turned a cactus into a zombie.
What?
You hatched a cactus egg and it gave you a zombie cactus if you use a zombie potion.
Did you give it a sombrero?
option.
Okay.
He needed a jalapeno and a stick too.
That's right.
Jalapeno.
Yeah, and I'll talk a little bit about some of the traveling I was doing, but one of the apps I've been using on the road the last couple weeks has been the Nerd Out app. So you guys can find that online on Twitter and on the web. And we used it in Salt Lake, and I used it again in Dallas. And we're heading to Orlando, so we'll use it there, too. So there's some things that I was looking up in the app today. So if you don't have the Nerd Out app, get the Nerd Out app. That's the second thing.
And tell the hurricane to go away.
Yes. Yeah, we may only have 7 episodes, because if we get killed by the hurricane, then this will be it. Not to be morbid,
no.
But there you go.
We'll remember you.
Yay.
Yeah, you specifically, right there.
That's right. That guy, that one person.
That
guy
person,
or girl.
That person over there.
Yes. Talk to me about
Incarnate.
Now that's both of you guys.
Yeah. So it was introduced to me by some of our fellow podcasters and authors, and it is in beta, but it allows you to do your maps and design your maps online and print them out and PDF them or turn them into JPEG. So I actually went through and redid Gaian's map for Goddess of Earth for her book. Because I love adding a map into each of my books. And then I introduced it to Thermal, and you did your map for
D&D Club.
Okay.
But I didn't use it yet because I didn't have enough time to work on it.
Oh, because you were working on your own adventure. Now his map got pretty detailed. Once he figured it out, he went to town with it. Because
yeah,
you can put different types of castles in, and you can put different types of buildings and villages and mountains.
Fortresses, trees.
Yeah, the different types of trees.
Swabs.
Is it just fantasy style stuff, or can you do other things?
Right now, it's just fantasy.
You can add your own, like, sprites.
Okay.
So you can have, like, on the map, you can have your own icons. If you make your own icons.
Okay.
Add them to your map. That's...
Oh, see, he got further with it than I did.
Yeah.
I just noticed that. I didn't use it.
Okay. So for the fantasy stuff.
Could probably do one for Cyberpunk or...
Well, I was thinking the Game Jumpers. Like, you have an arcade, and then, like, you have to map out the arcade. We'll talk about Game Jumpers in another episode. That's something different.
Yeah, but it's a huge help when you're trying to design your world.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, so other game news. That drop-in for Thermal Wolf was on purpose. So you were playing one of the Assassin's games.
Four, Black Flag.
Okay.
The pirate one.
With George Washington? Or is that the third one?
That's three.
Oh, I want George Washington to be in all the Assassin's Creed. It should be like Washington's Creed. That's not a thing.
Because Washington was in the pirate. Because the Washington was in the pirates.
Okay.
Age, totally.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, so Black Flag.
Yeah.
So you finished the story, or you finished...
I finished all the main missions.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you'd already done that with the third one, right?
Yeah.
How long did that take you?
Well, I started a couple weeks ago and made it up to, like, the eighth sequence, and then I kept playing and finished, and there's, like, 13.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then the movie comes out in November.
Oh, we're totally going to see
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're, like, 8 weeks away from the Assassin's Creed movie.
Cool. Does it come out after the bodybuilding show so I can actually go?
Sure. Yes. Yes, it is.
I saw the trailer first. I get to go, too.
Yeah, we're all going. Don't worry about it. That's guaranteed. So the Rise of Iron update for Destiny also came out, which had me and Nobilis Reed and T. Morris playing for the first time in a while. So we have to get back to doing that. And I'm proud to say that it's a lot of running around and shooting stuff, but not a whole bunch of Super Mario jumping puzzles so far, which I know I just cursed myself because I suck at jumping in that game. Yeah. And then Free Play. So back to the Nerd Out app. So when I was in Texas, we actually found a place called Free Play, which if you've heard us talk about Super Smash Con and MAGFest and all those things, the retro gaming conventions that we love to play. This place is in Richardson, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas. And it is, it's $10 to get in. They have beer and burgers. And then you play all the retro video games and pinball games. And they had the Addams Family pinball machine, which is one of my favorite of all time.
You can't have the beer.
No beer for you.
I know.
Yeah.
Not that you eat the burgers either.
But they had all the Donkey Kongs and Dr. Mario and Joust and all that cool stuff too. So you could get lost in there for hours.
They gave you a lot of stickers and coasters to bring.
They did. When they found out that the folks who were in there were from Canada and D.C. And I don't know why like you would give stuff for people who don't live anywhere nearby and can't actually come to your place. But they gave us stickers and stickers and stickers and coasters and... We're using them now.
Maybe they thought they knew you were going to come home and talk about them on podcasting.
Hey, you know, that's it. Send us free stuff and we'll talk about you on the podcast. That's not true at all, by the way. There's no truth to that. What else do you guys have that you want to talk about? We've got 30 minutes of D&D, ADHD D&D this episode.
You succeeded.
What's that?
You succeeded at saying it.
I did. I'm getting there. When you're on the road and all you do is edit it over and over and over again, you tend to get it. You learn through repetition.
ADHD, D&D.
See? Yeah. You're really good at that. And there's a Rubik's Cube behind your head.
Why did you take them?
I didn't put them
there. Mr. Kelly solved them, so I put them up there.
There you go.
Okay.
Not this Mr. Kelly.
No, wrong Kelly. Wrong Mr. Kelly.
He was quite delighted that he figured out how to do them. I don't know if he was cheating via YouTube.
He just looked up the algorithm. That's not really cheating.
See, and I used to just take it apart.
Why did you bring this up?
Because it's geeky and it gives us something to talk about. Why? Are you upset? What's wrong?
You can't take the stickers off. It just screws up the cube.
You can tell us in our literal 4 or 5 listeners. I don't know how many listeners we have. But, okay. So now you've just confessed to everybody that you don't take the stickers off your Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, no, because it'll never be the same.
It'll be different. Poor Rubik's Cube.
I guess. You can take it apart without taking the stickers off. That's different.
He's not on his A game tonight.
I know.
Can tell, because
he's a little
off.
He's on delay. Okay. Any shout outs? Anybody you want to?
When does your D&D club start? I can't even say it. I'm getting the two of them confused.
Thursday.
This Thursday.
That's they're doing Thursdays at school too.
No, we don't have Tuesday this week.
Oh, okay. So they're doing Thursday instead. You're gonna have an entire evening at D&D.
Yeah.
Yep. When are you going to do your homework?
I'm going to play on Thursday. And then we're in the air on Friday, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll be in Florida.
And he hasn't been since he was a baby.
I know. Anything that you're looking forward to in Florida?
Well, probably the ground.
Depends on how quickly we hit it.
Stop, you two.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Mom's taking the train.
You just finished a pirate game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should totally do Pirates of the Caribbean. You should wear your Assassin's Creed stuff.
Yeah, we should just bring the outfit.
That would be a little...
This kid is going to be decked out for Halloween.
I know.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which character?
Edward Kenway.
From which game?
Four.
Which doesn't have George Washington.
No.
Okay.
That's three.
But it does have pirates.
Yes.
Okay, good.
He's going to keep asking.
Edward Kenway is the grandfather of the Revolution one. Connor,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Right.
I have no clue.
Right.
I haven't played the game and I haven't read the
But books. You were playing as a different guy.
Adewale.
Yeah, who's he?
That's the Freedom Cry DLC.
Okay, so yet more stuff.
He was born a slave. And then you go on to take retribution and kill a lot of people.
Yeah, okay.
Seems to be a theme with your games. Kill a lot of people.
Pretty much.
It's kind of in the name.
Is there anything that you've played recently where you don't kill a lot of people? I know you're playing Watch Dogs.
Pokemon Go.
You hack a lot of people. Ruin their lives.
As you do.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Especially in that game.
Yep. So no shout-outs? Anybody you want to shout-out to? No?
I don't think so.
Okay. So so the Geektitude podcast, those guys, Joe, just finished episode 50. And congratulations to them because they hit the 1 year mark of podcasting, which I guess at that point you're sort of committed, right?
And we're not committed already?
We've hit the 5 week mark, so don't worry about us. We'll be okay. We'll get there.
Yeah, 2.5 hours later after your session.
Right. And yeah, no doubt. And then to T and Pip, so our D&D buddies, had Verity Fitzroy. No. Yeah. And the Ministry 7, The Curse of the Silver Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there
number one
on Amazon in young
We're
adult?
We're number one.
they hit number one in three categories.
That's right. I know Spies was one of them. It was really important to be the number one spy book on Amazon. Okay. That's all I had. You guys have anything else? If not, we'll kick it over and do some D&D.
Nope, go straight to D&D.
All right.
Yee.
All right. Greetings, explorers and dungeoneers. This is the Geek Wolfpack Podcast segment, ADHD D&D. Today we're joined by your Geek Wolfpack, as well as the Shared Desk creators, T. Morris and Pip Ballantyne at www.thesharedesk.com. And also Megan and our fantastic straight man dungeon master, Ron. So enjoy the adventure.
And Nick, go ahead and sign in, please.
How come... When you say hot dog, it's a hot dog in a bun. But when you say hot dog bun, it's just the bun.
And that's going to be some great fodder for whatever whomever edits this. Hashtag not us. Okay.
Okay. When we last left our heroes, you had ridden into Drellin's Ferry investigating what exactly the portents of impending doom the seers have all been experiencing are coming from. You were accosted by a group of highway banditmen, hobgoblins, who are exceptionally well-equipped, including having summoned creatures with them, high-end armor, high-end weapons, crazy, right? Arrived into town, you were directed to the Old Bridge Inn. You were settled there comfortably, having a nice dinner provided by the halflings, and Brandon is talking with them in... on the sly, essentially. As you are finishing and moving on to your second round of ales, possibly the fourth in the barbarian's case, two very well-dressed people arrive in the inn. There's kind of a hush, and they walk up to you. Let's see. There's a tall, balding man of about 50. He looks like a capable swordsman. He says to you, "I'm sorry to trouble you, travelers, but I'd like a few minutes of your time. Would you prefer to talk in private, or is here in the common room okay?"
I'm all right with us talking with you fine fellows here.
My name is Nora Winston. I'm the town speaker for Jolin's Ferry. This is our guard captain, Serana. I'll get right to the point. The town is in a lot of trouble, and I'm hoping I can persuade you to help us out.
Tell us more.
I have zero diplomacy, so it's not going to help you any.
As you may be aware, our town is under attack. Hobgoblin raiders have been harrying our lands for several days now. They have attacked and killed people in the outlying homesteads, and they have been waylaying travelers along the Dawn Way. Captain Serana chimes in. We've had some trouble with them before. A quick raid on homesteads on the west side of the river, usually not all that bad, but it's been different now. It looks like a large aggressive tribe has moved down out of the Wormspoke Mountains. Frankly, I fear they might be numerous enough to sack the town. Uh-oh. Beyond the immediate threat to our homes, the road is our lifeblood, the speaker continues. If the hobgoblins make the Dawnway impassable to the west, trade won't come this way and we'll be ruined. Not only do we need to repel the raiders from our town, we've got to keep that road open. Can you help us do it?
That's so weird because we just ran into hobgoblins, didn't we, guys?
Have we already helped?
Didn't their numbers maybe a little bit, but they're talking about a force large enough to sack the town.
That sounds like quite a lot of hobgoblins and stuff. Okay, I'm in.
Five of us, six if you count the barbarian, against an army of hobgoblins. Sounds like fun.
Any chance for me to embiggen myself
right now?
Not right now. We're in a tavern.
You can.
I'll blow the roof off this tavern.
And probably most of the walls.
Give it a skylight.
Ashmay, how many times have I told you, not in the tavern. Do not whip it out in the tavern. No matter how many rounds you've had, do not whip it out in the tavern.
But Warren's going to chime in. But what will it pay?
Thank you. Money question.
They look at her kind of with a frown. You will be helping a lot of people if you could deal with this problem.
I'm all for that and a chance to embiggen.
Laura goes blank for a few more minutes. No, seriously, what does it pay?
I was just going to ask, are we going to get exposure out of this? Are we going to get some really quality exposure out of dealing with these hobgoblins? Because you can die from exposure.
Well, hopefully we'll keep room and board so exposure won't be a problem.
But we could pay you as much as 500 gold pieces each if you can drive off the hobgoblins.
That sounds good to me.
Leave with that.
Yeah, sure. Drive off, as some would say.
When you say drive off, do you mean drive off as in telling them to go someplace else or to drive off as in to drive weapons into said hobgoblins?
Are we talking killing or just like...
How aggressive do you want this driving off to be? Do you want it to be semi-18-wheeler drive off or do you want a Yugo drive off?
If we never see a hobgoblin again, we would be rather happy.
There we go.
However, that has to happen.
All
right. So they want us to get rid of all the hobgoblins. Nary a hobgoblin to be seen anywhere.
I'll have all the effing
hobgoblins. 2 minutes and next to the next fear of hobgoblins.
Did anyone have other questions for them?
Where the hobgoblins been seen the most? Is there a certain part of town? Is it the entranceway we came in? Where have the hobgoblins been seen or sighted at the most?
They've been on both sides of the Dawnway, but mostly we have encountered them on the western side of the river. Normally and traditionally, they live up in the mountains. We'll switch maps for a second. So here you are. You come into the eastern side of the river. Normally, they live up in the Worm Bones, but we feel that they've probably moved down into the Witchwood and are using that as a staging point to attack us.
Hmm. Was it Skull Gorge where we met them, or was it?
No, you met them at this far side.
Oh wow! Okay. Huh.
Now we see the scale of this map.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've lost the Worm Age.
It is. There's the scale.
So we are here.
3 inches is 80 miles.
We met them here, and they tend to congregate all the way up in here. Okay.
Yep. But we think at least now they're somewhere in the Witchwood.
So they're migrating east.
Mm-hmm.
So until the War Mage gets back, I'm game. Should we, what do you think, gang? Should we let them come to us, or should we go to them in the Witchwood?
I think we should probably go to them in the Witchwood. Wouldn't that be less damage for the townsfolk?
Yeah, they'd probably prefer not to have hobgoblins wandering around town.
Collateral damage, everybody. Collateral damage. Come on. Give them something else to shoot at.
What's your alignment again, T?
He's pretty neutral.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains a lot.
If the, they mentioned if you are going to wander around into the Witchwood, we can also advise that you seek out Jor. You can't find someone who knows those woods better. His cabin is a bit out of the way, but it could be worth your walk. If you take the Witch Trail, go left at the first big trail crossing. Jor's cabin is about 7 miles in. Or from the Dawn Way, you take a right on a trail about 9 miles from the Forest Edge, and his cabin is near the Blackwater.
So somewhere in this area?
Exactly.
Huh. Well, that sounds like a sensible plan. So I immediately dislike it.
You immediately dislike it.
But then again, trees. I mean, I like trees. Sometimes I'm as tall as a tree. Did I tell you I can get as big as a tree? Yeah, I can. Well, that sounds fun.
It's always fun when you get as big as a tree.
Yes.
Yeah, she might have mentioned it.
The more ciders I have, the more I mention it.
Beyond selling your loot from the hobgoblins, did you have any goals for in town before you leave town?
Wouldn't hurt if I got a few more arrows because I did shoot a few arrows. I didn't hit anything, but I shot a few arrows.
Can I shoot your arrows back?
No. As a general rule, no.
If
you want to roll for them, you have a 1 in 6 chance of recovering any arrow that misses.
Hmm.
And if it hits you, it's consider it ruined.
Right.
So if you would like, Eric, the Moreland Smithy has a stock of 50 plus 1 arrows that could be purchased.
Where's the Smithies?
Let's see. It is number 5 on the map.
Number 5. I see number 5.
I could do with maxing up my hit points if we're going to get shot with stuff.
Yeah, before you camp or before you sleep for the night, Luna probably wants to throw out whatever other healing spells she can, make sure everybody's at full.
Oogity boogity, oogity boogity. Do that thing. What's that thing you do?
I don't know how many I have left.
Mock the healer. Don't mock the healer, Ashime. You'll just piss
I'm
her off.
I'm not mocking her. That's what I think she does.
Boogity boogity boogity. Looks like you've got all your zeroth. I think you only used one first level, that is, and you used 1 cure moderate and 1 cure serious.
Okay, so who still needs healing? Mostly because I don't have anybody on a map anywhere.
Mora is down 4. A cure light is plenty. Actually, she'll heal that overnight. Eric is down 2. He'll heal that overnight. Ashime is down 17. She'll heal 6 overnight, so she needs 11 more, 2 cure lights or 1 cure moderate. And Firaxis is down 7. He'll heal 6 overnight if you give him a cure minor. He'll be at full.
I don't need that extra hit point.
Mm-hmm. And Emma
is invincible.
Needs a cure light.
Emma did the best out of any of us.
That's right.
Emma, my damn hawk.
Luna's at 20 or 18, but again, she'll heal overnight just from the night of resting.
Okay.
I'm down by 1.
Yeah, you'll heal that. You'll heal your level and hit points per a good night's rest.
There you go. Ashmay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, she'll be at full.
Okay. And who else?
Mora needs a cure light. No, it was enough that she would heal it overnight. I think Emma needed a cure light, and that was it.
I don't see Emma.
She's here.
There. Okay. Cure light on the dog.
And a cure minor for Nick.
I don't need it.
So he'll be just down to one hit point.
Down by one hit point. Not down to one hit point.
That would be concerning.
Who cares? Big difference.
I'll do it anyways.
Okay. Everyone will be at full. Is anyone interested in doing stuff in town? Let me get the price on those arrows in case you wanted them.
I'm heading to the smithies.
This is the workshop of Orland Coalhewer, the town smith. Happens to be a talented armor and weaponsmith. Take on blacksmithing work to fill in between working on weapons and armor.
Excellent. I need...
He's got a plus one battle axe, a plus one longsword, a heavy steel shield, breastplate, a chain shirt, and 50 plus one arrows that he had already made.
Sounds fantastic.
It's all on sale. Everything must go. It's an inventory reduction sale because every sale is an inventory reduction sale.
This is true in a very meta sense. Okay, that's pretty weird. It's 46 gold and 5 copper per arrow if you get the plus one arrows.
46 gold? Yep. These must be some badass arrows.
Well, it's
something.
It's a plus one to hit that doesn't stack with your bow's plus one, but it's an additional plus one to damage.
Okay.
I don't know that it's worth it. You can buy the regular arrows at 5 copper a piece.
Yeah. I'm trying to find how much gold I have got, and I'm not seeing anything.
It is...
Do I need to refresh this, maybe?
No, shouldn't be. If you go to the equipment tab.
Oh, duh. Looking at the wrong one.
And scroll almost to the bottom. That was before we split up any of the loot from the sale of other goods. But I presume while you're there, you'll sell what he'll buy.
All right.
Are they reusable like Daryl Dixon?
Only if they miss.
Oh, no way, man. Daryl kills people all the time with those things.
All right, where's my... okay.
The craftsmanship of arrows is far more shoddy, obviously, in this world.
Trying to remember, where's my...
Literally.
Where's my equipment tab again? Sorry, everybody.
So you've opened the character sheet?
Hello, Sam Shadowcaster.
All right, here we go. Hang on.
Sorry.
There's Eric. I see Eric. Ah, character sheet.
Yeah.
Boom. And
you got a nice set of tabs.
I see it.
Let's see. The other stuff that we have in town, there's a shrine of Lathander. You theoretically could buy other healing stuff if you wanted to beef up your supply.
Oh, that would be a good idea. Especially at the rate we all start getting hit points down.
The word's driving out large numbers of enemies. Seems to imply we should fuck up.
I'm going to go there.
All right. So, sorry, everybody. All right. So, picking up just instead of getting the fancy schmancy Eddie Bauer arrows, what's his normal arrows again?
5 copper a piece or 20 for a gold.
20 for a gold? I'll take 20 for a gold.
Okay. You had, I'm just looking to see how many
10 gold pieces?
You started with 50.
Oh, I started with 50.
And you had, you fired off about...
Oh, I see. I start off with 50 arrows.
Say a dozen?
Yeah. Oh, suck it, Ballantine.
There's some trees back there just, like, decorated.
Helena?
I had given him some silver and some cold iron ones for creatures that are resistant to damage from normal arrows.
Excellent.
I try to go find some magic stuff, but then, of course, I get lost because of my wonderful sense of direction.
There is, at the Shrine of Illithander, you could purchase Scrolls of Bless, Cure Moderate Wounds, Cure Serious Wounds, Dispel Magic, Lesser Restoration, or Restore or Resist Energy. He's also willing to be commissioned to make a scroll, but you have to stay an extra day in town to wait for him to do it.
Sorry, guys. My aunt is doing laps around the outside of the beach now. So.
That's pretty funny. There's a wizard in town who is selling scrolls of Dispel Magic, Fireball, Invisibility, Fly, Mage Armor, and Web. Potions of Cat's Grace, Invisibility, and Fly. Bracers of Armor plus one. Ring of Protection plus two.
How much is that? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
He will also be commissioned to, or can be commissioned to make wizard scrolls of level third or below.
So my thought is, because I've seen this fight, that the healer needs a ring of protection.
Yeah, we need to take the healer.
Are you saying I suck at fighting?
No, I'm saying we need you alive because we suck at fighting.
Let me check to make sure she can wear one. And you could throw some cash at it.
I mean, our archer's really good at shooting arrows, just not at things.
Not actually hitting things?
Even he's practicing.
Wait, he's supposed to hit things?
I've got pretty good aim right now, I think.
Loud and clear.
Her AC is 15. The Ring of Protection would make that 17. The cost of that Ring of Protection would be 8,000 gold, though.
I think we have to save for that.
Yeah, we'll just stand in a ring around you.
Yeah.
Or just wait until we find somebody who drops one.
So, I have some magic ability. Can I pick up one of those? What's the price on that invisibility potion?
The potions anyone can use. And it's 300 gold.
Oh, shoot.
I think when Ashima gets giant, so does her money, and it's worth more.
I'm just going to go ahead and pay my one gold piece for the 20 arrows, and we'll be good.
Okay.
Do I go on ahead? You want me to go on ahead and take my 10 gold pieces down to 9?
Yeah, all right. And you can boost your arrow count, make it, what is that?
I thought she only had to do 3.
58.
Do we get to keep everything from the people we kill from the bad guys? Did we work that into the contract while I was offline?
Nobody did any real contract negotiation other than Boris saying, no, seriously, what are you going to pay me?
All right, well, with my...
We got nothing. They had nothing on them. They were walking around naked. They were naked hobgoblins.
That's right. Well, I have a...
That just is a very bad image right there.
I have a 10 diplomacy, so I will be happy to negotiate the contract, but I got to find my way back to the tavern first because I'm lost.
You got, from selling the goods that you sold, 426... gold each.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah. You don't know about the other stuff that Shade has unless he decided to distribute it.
We let Sam do all the negotiations, by the way. If she's got a 16 diplomacy. All right. Well, I'll let the ladies.
The ladies have it under control.
Okay. So we can now add to our gold pieces 400 and what?
26.
426. So I can get that potion if I feel like it.
Hey, Belle, you could function without your power cord for a while. Let's take it off of there so you don't trip your grandmother. If we don't need another broken bone.
Don't even joke.
If you wanted to, you could also use the Scrolls of Bless or Cure Moderate Wounds.
What was the other one? Cure Moderate Wounds?
Bless or Cure Moderate Wounds. You're capable of using them.
And you said, I'm sorry, Kiermont, I keep missing the first one. What was the first one again?
Less.
Less.
Yes.
Yeah. Or less if you're using our old character sheets.
That's right.
Less water.
Less water.
The bless spell scroll costs only 25 gold. Mm-hmm. And the cure moderate wounds scroll is 150.
So, and you said it was 300
for the potion of invisibility.
Invisibility.
And there's a scroll as well, but you would need a used magic device check to enable that.
I think I'm just going to stick with the invisibility potion. So I'll go on ahead and take that for 300.
Okay.
I'll take Alex. Invisibility gold. Yeah, I'll take invisibility potion for 300, Alex.
How much is the fireball scroll if I can find a magic shop? And can I get him to make a scroll of dispel hobgoblins?
I don't think there is such a one. The fireball scroll comes close. It's 375.
Oh, that's a lot of money. I'll save up my fine cash, and I'll pay however many silver it takes for a rickshaw driver to get me back to the inn because I can't find it.
Okay. the other stuff in town, there is...
Ron, in order to give me more feats, Ron gave me weak will and inattentive. So basically, your war mage has ADHD, so it's going to be interesting.
We must go forward to the hobgoblin squirrel.
Indeed. Anyway, there's Jarrett Sundries, a general shop if you need more rope, lamps, wine, whiskey, or toys, or general adventuring gear. There's a livery stable if you decide you want mounts.
I'm good over here.
Yeah, you're good. Actually, you're the fastest by 10 feet per round versus everybody else right now.
I can't ride, so it was a moot point for a mount.
Well, you could ride. You just can't ride in combat.
Where we're headed, I don't think really we're not really going into riding territory, so I wouldn't worry too much about mounts right now.
Okay. Oh, and there's a druid circle outside of town. And,
so are we thinking, like, we need to find the source of the hobgoblins, or are we just going to, like, stand in one place and just kill them gauntlet style, like, wave after wave?
Well, there's a guy that knows the forest very well that we thought we might track him down and then...
Yep. You can track him down. You could also ask him around and find out what other features are in the forest if you're interested. You might be able to find people in town that can point you at a couple things.
Like trees.
Yes, very interesting.
Hey, I don't know, stream.
Well, all right.
Giant.
So, okay. I think we should define that guy, and we should let Sam and Mora do all the talking.
Sounds good.
I'll just follow behind. I'm not that charismatic. But if anyone needs me to grow, like, twice my size, I'm there.
I want to know, like, When she does that, I want to know what kind of mount she would actually ride.
Dragon.
I don't have a monster manual, so I don't know, but I would like to see that.
Dragon.
Our barbarian in one of the other campaigns couldn't get a mount that was strong enough to carry her in armor.
You'd need like a war horse, wouldn't you? Like a Clydesdale.
I was going to say a Clydesdale.
Yeah. Even the Clydesdale.
Well, here we go. How about this for a reference? Fire mares. You need a fire mare.
Yeah, I'll just pop down to the shop and pick one up.
I think we were considering, we looked at the carrying capacities and we were like, dire tiger.
That I could get behind. I you do that.
That'll take a few ranks of handle animal or something to be able to keep under control.
Yeah. Well, you just put them on a sturdy cart.
Let me see. Did you want to ask around town, or you want to just head out to the go find this guy's cabin?
We should chat. I think we should just get a few more people's opinions than just the two dudes who wandered up to us.
Yeah, don't always trust the one percenters.
Yeah. Let's find the word on the street, yo.
Oh, please, Ashime, do not. Skux Life didn't choose Ashime. Ashime chose Skux Life.
No, I'm not saying anything. I've got terrible charisma. I'm just going to sit at the back and smile.
Yeah.
And woo.
Jade's going to go talk to the Thieves Guild.
Oh, yeah, they might know some stuff.
Ashime's a big egg.
You can try to gather information if you would like to. You can.
I'll hang out the bar. and loom over people at 6'11". That must be fun.
Well, if I'm picking up,
Laura comes up blank.
All right. Well, since I'm picking up this invisibility potion, does the local wizard know anything? Because if anybody knows anything, I would assume the wizard would.
You can ask him.
Then
what would he have a guess at knowing? Tell me high or low.
Sorry about that. What?
Tell me high or low.
High.
Okay.
Oh hi.
Oh hi. Actually, the wizard is aware there is a very old keep that possibly the hobgoblins could be using as a base of operations called Vrath Keep.
All right, let's crush it.
Hey, easy there, blue hair, okay? Just hang on a minute.
I'm going to look in the pub for the old geezer sitting in the corner. They always know information. Maybe buy him a drink.
We've used that trope.
Ron, you've got my gather information check in the chat window.
That is pretty good. What were you? What was your strategy with that?
So I have to have one.
Gather information?
Yeah, I was going to work the bar staff because bar staff always overhear everything.
That's a good point.
And hear what they know about the one percenter dudes plus the guy in the woods. And we just watched Into the Woods last weekend, so of course that's like going right through my head, which I gotta squelch.
He said that the town speaker is okay. The captain of the guard's a pretty good lady, but I'd be careful with that shore guy. He's a little prickly. He lives out in the woods because he doesn't like people.
Well, that's
well, who does?
All of us turning up will make his day.
Whole group of really weird people just out of nowhere.
Maybe we shouldn't all go up and knock on his door. Maybe someone with the high charisma should go knock on the door.
Depending on depending on how feral he is, I have a charisma of 10 plus 10 with wild empathy animals. So, you know.
Okay. We do the Gandalf thing, you know, where you say, oh, look, it's just me. Oh, and my mate and my next mate.
And my next mate.
Morta, Fractured Shade, Luna, Asherman.
Based on what you're doing, I presume that you can get underway at about midday on day two, the second of Kythorn. And you are going to head to the woodsman's?
Yeah, let's go find out.
Into the woods.
Travel mode, woods. Just normal.
Hoofing it.
Okay.
Into the woods and down the dell woods, Russ, no one can tell. So into the woods, into the woods, into the woods. I must begin my journey.
Into the woods.
And now you're turning us into a musical.
Not intentionally, sorry.
I blame Laura. I blame Lauren Scribe Harris. Everywhere you go with Lauren, she turns it into a musical.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Geek Wolfpack Podcast. The podcast, including all original music proudly composed and performed by the Wolfpack, is protected by a non-commercial, no-derivative, share-alike, United States 4.0 Creative Commons license. For more information, go to creativecommons.org. You can find us email at geekwolfpackpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at geekwolfpackpod, and on Facebook, facebook.com/geekwolfpackpodcast. Till next time, geek out.